I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. One of our favorite tweets coming out of the London Olympics is not about an athlete, it's about a chair. Called the empty seat, handle at Olympic seat, it bemoans its fate holding no one. If you've watched the games, you've seen swaths of empty seats at marquee events like swimming and gymnastics. The London Olympics organizing committee had a total of about 8.8 million tickets for the games. 75% were sold to the public. 12% went to the national committees, which can then sell them to their own countries. 8% went to sponsors, 5% went to international federations, the IOC, and some travel packages. So who's not showing up? Joining us from London is the Wall Street Journal's bureau chief, Bruce Orwell. Bruce, you were the one who alerted us to the empty chair tweet. Pretty funny. The chair says, "My grandfather was a seat in the 1948 Olympics. He made it sound so grand." But this is not funny to the Brits.
To understand what's happened here, you really have to know how hard a lot of people have tried to get Olympic tickets for about a year and a half here. And many of them have been unsuccessful. There was this long, complicated, multi-stage lottery in which you had to like sort of bid and make deposits on huge number of tickets, hoping that you were going to get something. A lot of people were shut out there. There's an official resale program that not a lot of people have used. And so there haven't been tickets there. The website itself that sells tickets for the London Organizing Committee has not worked that well. There have been a lot of technical glitches and problems. Some people have reported spending an entire Saturday or an entire weekend trying to get Olympic tickets and not getting them. So when the first image that comes back from the games is Serena Williams playing on center court at Wimbledon and dozens of empty seats behind her, it prompted a lot of anger.
Well, and anger from the athletes as well. You have another tweet here. This is the Tweeting Olympics. We're going to have more about that later in the program. But on Saturday, the tennis player Mahesh Bhupathi tweeted, "I've been trying for 6 hours now to buy my wife a ticket to watch me play tomorrow. No luck. And the grounds here feel empty. Absurd." You know, what do athletes say about not having that wall of sound behind them when they compete?
Well, look, like I said, in a lot of these venues, there is still noise because you can't see it from the camera angles because the tickets that the public are buying are not necessarily the best seats in the venue. So the ones that are captured from photographers' lenses when they're shooting the pool or the tennis court or whatever are the ones that are vacant. But there are, you know, in the aquatic center, for example, if you get higher up into the bleachers, the place is packed. It's just in the lower reaches where there have been these kind of unsightly blotches of empty seats. It's one of the oldest rules of the entertainment business, of course. And if you talk to anybody who's a music promoter, for example, is, you know, put people in seats, paper the house if you have to. That's an old saying from, you know, rock and roll promoters, you know, because it makes the experience better for everyone. The performer likes it better. The crowd likes it better, and it makes the atmosphere feel like a success, even if you didn't sell all of the tickets.
Well, so we know Olympic officials have been taking back tickets, 3,000 tickets, including 600 for tonight's gymnastic events. They were sold on the London 2012 website last night, but they're restricting these sales to people who are British?
It is a bit complicated. The ticket sales have been sort of go country by country. So, you know, if you are a resident of the UK, you use the London Organizing Committee website, and that's the primary place where these tickets are going on sale. If you're an American tourist who's here, it's very difficult to just, you know, buy tickets. There is no secondary market, really, because the police here and the IOC are being very vigilant about, you know, policing resale deals that are outside of their control. So if you are just a vacationing American from Dallas here and you want to try to buy some of these tickets, you sort of have to hope that you have a British friend who can register with the website and use their credit card, because you won't be able to.
Well, and I'm sure people are doing that, but who are they taking the tickets back from?
Well, they're primarily coming back from international sporting federations that, you know, every nation in the swim competition, all the participating nations have these international federations that get a block of tickets, and they may or may not be showing up for all of the sessions of the, you know, of the event. Clearly they haven't been. So they're, I think, going to primarily to that group. National Olympic Committees would be another source of that. I don't believe that the corporate sponsors are being asked to give back.
Well, and we know that over the weekend, Army troops, teachers, kids were given seats to try to fill some of them up. The Olympic officials are claiming that's a good thing. And we know that this has happened in past Olympics. There were empty seats in Beijing and in Athens. But there was another embarrassment for Olympic officials. Apparently no one could get into Wembley Stadium because Scotland Yard lost the keys. It's sort of a reminder of, what can go wrong when you try to do this big an event.
Well, and some things are, for all the fears of security nightmares here, there are things that happen just because of human error. And I think in that particular instance, that sort of what's being blamed and nothing nefarious seems to have happened there.
Gee, who would want the Olympics with all the blame that gets laid on you? The Wall Street Journal's London Bureau Chief Bruce Orwell at the Olympic Games in London. Bruce, thanks so much.
Sure thing.